Blog Talk Radio.
So you know when you hear that music that it's got to be the Perspective Power Radio Network, and it is. Good morning. It is 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time here on the 7th day of September, 2016. You are tuned in to Attitude of Gratitude and Team Gratitude. Myself, Annette Rochelle Aben, and award-winning artist David Martinka are here for you. So we're going to get into some wonderful, wonderful energy regarding the attitude of gratitude right now. Absolutely. The theme for the show today is commit to an attitude of gratitude. Absolutely. Why would you say commit to an attitude of gratitude? It should be something we just want to do whenever we get that feeling or that urge. And that works too. You're looking at something, you're thinking, boy, I appreciate that. Wow, that's really cool. And it starts to work through you and you're feeling it. You're really owning it. It's making you tingle from the inside out. The smile just sort of beams out through your face from the tips of your toes, and everybody around you can see that you are just one happy bobo. That's awesome. That is fantastic. And if that's not happening in your life more often than not, and I realize it was a double negative. I was trying to figure out a way all at once to say it where it didn't come out sounding goofy. But if that's not happening more than it isn't happening, then maybe it's because you're not committed to the attitude of gratitude. See, it's great to be able to look at a beautiful sunrise, new baby, brand new car that you've been thinking about. Wow, that belongs in my driveway. It's easy to feel gratitude when you're looking at those things because the stimulus is prompting the gratitude, and there's nothing wrong with that. However, if it's only coming when you're seeing those couple, two or three things, let's say you're not around new babies and you love new babies, you're not around them all the time, and you love sunrises and sunsets, but here's the catch. They only come once every 24 hours. Every 24 hours is a sunrise, and every 24 hours is a sunset. What do you do in the in-between time? What do you do on that downtime, to bring you back up into an attitude of gratitude? You commit to it. You commit to it so that you have that energy inside of you bubbling over, bubbling over, bubbling over, spilling out, shining so the whole world can see it, even if there's no logical reason around you, to you or to anybody else, as to why you should have it. That's why you commit to an attitude of gratitude. That's why you do it, because you love that feeling. You love the intensity of everything that comes together inside of you when you're just sort of dancing on your toes and you're thinking, this is how the world should be. This is how the world should come together for me. This is fill in the blank. You want that feeling more than you want the other feeling. There, I figured out a way to say it. Yay, 2 points for me. But that's what you want. Not only what you want, but do you realize that your body functions, your brain functions, your organs function, your muscles function, fill in any descriptive aspect of the body and its functions in that. I'm being very repetitive today, but that's okay. We must need to hear it again and again and again. We function better in all aspects of our lives, that might work, when we are feeling that attitude of gratitude. We do. It's amazing. It's like adding that certain spice to food. It's like having somebody you love give you a big hug and you want to hang in there forever. We have better thought processing. We have better blood flow. We have better oxygen intake. We have better waste elimination. We have better food digestion when we are in our happy spots. It's like internal jogging, and it just keeps us going and going and going and going. We become these little energizer bunnies, and we just go like gangbusters. That's why you want to commit to an attitude of gratitude. That's why you want to do it. Because you deserve to have that. You deserve to be happy and healthy and wealthy and wise. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it isn't just that you deserve it and that it is your birthright. It's kind of why you're here. It's why you're here. Now, just on the other side of where I'm sitting, there's a window to my right. There's a window to my left, too, but there's a window to my right. The window to my right, I can see all kinds of beautiful vegetation. The window to my right, I can see towering pine trees. I can see beautiful, beautiful green lawn. I can see wonderfully happy little squirrels and birds and things. Just on the other side of the curtains, just through the glass. If I could reach through the glass, I could touch them, right? Now, the funny thing is, when the grass grows, it's got to be happy, right? It reaches up to find the things that it needs. It reaches up to get the moisture out of the water or the air. It reaches up to get the sunshine to give it its ability to photosynthesize and become green. It reaches up for everything it's looking for because it's grounded in something that it is committed to. It is committed to its own life, so it grounds and then it reaches up. When you commit to an attitude of gratitude, you are grounding yourself in stability. The stability of being able to give yourself everything that you need for a happy, healthy life, right? And then you reach up for it. Because that phrase, down in the dumps, or you're feeling a little down today, or gee whiz, I need a pick-me-up. That's because there's something inside of you that's not feeling that attitude of gratitude. So we reach for food, drugs, people, money, material things, fill in the blank, to give us that up feeling. And as long as those things last, as long as the experience of them being brand new and instantaneous are there, we've got that up feeling. But I can remember once somebody talking about overeating. And they referred to the fact that nothing tastes as good as that first bite of food. So if you take the first bite and you really enjoy it and you savor it. You ever watch somebody that takes a bite of something that they've been waiting for a long time? You know, in the holidays, it could be like a juicy burger. Or it could be your birthday and you get that piece of your birthday cake that you were hoping for. Whatever it is. They take that first bite and you see their smile kind of come up and their head shaking. Yeah, baby, and their eyes might roll back in their heads. They're thinking, oh, holy Moses, this is amazing. This is yummy, yummy, yummy. The second bite will taste exactly like the first bite is, but you won't react to it the same way. I want you to think about what I just said. The second bite will taste just like the first bite, but you're not reacting to it the same way. And it's the same for all those things that you reach for that are temporary. Like once you chew it and swallow it, that bite's gone. Once you get into that new car for the first time, it's no longer a new car. In order to have that attitude of gratitude, you commit to number one, I'm going to have happiness and appreciation in and for and of my life and circumstances as often as I require. You commit to that. As often as I want it, as often as I enjoy it. And you can enjoy it all the time. But you can't always take a first bite of something. You can't always be sitting in a brand new car. You can't always be on a first date. So the idea is to appreciate every little thing around you. Because what you're seeking isn't the first date. It isn't the new car. It isn't the bite of the food. You're seeking that feeling. And that feeling comes from genuine appreciation of something. That will give you that sustained attitude of gratitude. That will allow you to experience those firsts with even deeper attachment and even greater excitement. See, people think that if they're in a state of appreciation all the time, then all those special moments of happiness and giddiness and over-the-moon excitement are just sort of going to be a wash, like a, whatever. Not true. Not true at all. When you start at the level playing field of I appreciate the lamp in the corner, I appreciate the decorations on the wall, I appreciate the napkin that I can wipe my mouth off with when I'm done eating, I appreciate the coffee sitting next to me. And you really mean that. You know, I appreciate you. I appreciate all this is. Then when something supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, to coin a word, comes along, that feeling is heightened even more. And it pulls you up, if you can believe that, even more. And it sort of gives you that cheerleading effect. Like, yeah, keep going. The more you appreciate, the more it will come along that you can appreciate. It is just the way it works. But that happens because you're committing to that attitude of gratitude. It happens because you're giving yourself the opportunity to experience it all the time. See, it's not like you have to be a really, really good person and then once in a blue moon you have a reason for happiness, but you got to kind of sort of be dragged through the mud first. No. It isn't. It is true that you appreciate the light because you've appreciated the darkness, but the word appreciation is there. So when it's dark, you can say, I appreciate you, darkness, because I feel comfortable with you. I feel comfortable with you, and you can justify it if you want. You say, I feel comfortable with you because I know you're only going to be here for a little while. I feel comfortable with you because I know when you go, darkness, you're going to leave in your path the light. I appreciate you, darkness, because I know that what you're doing is you're carving a path for the light. I appreciate you. That's the grounding. Being able to have that energy of appreciation, that's the grounding. That's where the commitment comes in. And it might seem weird to say this, that practice makes perfect. But the more you do it, the more you find yourself appreciating everything around you, I'm going to tell you what, it's not going to be work. It's going to be exciting. You're going to look for more things to appreciate. You're going to bliss yourself out to the point where everything you look at, you appreciate, and you're smiling, and the sides of your mouth go up, and it pulls all the saggy skin up. I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways to tighten and tone, right? Smiling pulls it all up, gives it a reason for moving and going in an upward motion, raising your spirits, lifting yourself up, being connected to the source of higher energy, raising up to get the oxygen, raising up to find the sunshine, raising up to touch the blue skies. You've committed to an attitude of gratitude through experiencing appreciation for everything around you, including the darkness, including the things that you might not think you should be appreciating for. You know, if you think about it, you've lived through every one of the worst times in your life because you're listening to me right now. You're here. So all those things that you thought were going to be horrible and rotten and last forever, they didn't. You lived through them. You got on the other side of them. Have appreciation for that. That's part of the darkness. Commit to the attitude of gratitude. Commit to appreciating your surroundings and everything about your life. And I promise you, and I say this all the time, so you know it's got to be whatever, sign it and date it and put it in the vault, you will have the happiest life, and people around you will look at you and marvel and say, what do you do that I'm not doing? And all you have to say to them is, I appreciate you. That's it. Smile and say, I appreciate you. It will click with them. You don't have to say, well, I listened to this great program called Attitude of Gratitude on the Perspective Power Radio Network, hosted by Annette Rochelle Aben. By the way, you can find me at AnnetteRochelleAben.wordpress.com. And she's part of Team Gratitude, which includes the award-winning artist David Martinka. And his great music is found at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. You don't have to tell them all that, but you can. And you can say it's every Wednesday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Time. And I listen to that, and it really helps me. All you have to look at them, to do is to look at them and say, I appreciate you. You know what? I do. I appreciate you.